It's in the Cards with Tony Gilbert is brought to you by the American Tarot Association, where tarot is your tool for personal development and spiritual growth. Well, here we are with Tony Gilbert, and Tony, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here.
It's always a pleasure having you on, and Tony Gilbert, for our listening audience, has a very interesting book out now, Messages from the Archetypes, Using Tarot for Healing and Spiritual Growth. This book's pretty successful, Tony. Why don't you tell a little bit about, in a thumbnail, if you can, exactly what we're talking about here when you wrote this book.
Well, I'm a holistic nurse and transpersonal counselor. And I have been working outside of the mainstream nursing profession for about 10 years when I stumbled upon Tarot. And it was such an incredible tool as far as using it in the healing arts.
I want to get into that in a little bit with you, but the first question I have is, you know, the title of your book, What's an Archetype?
The archetypes are, it's the energy behind everything we do. You know, it's the, like right now I'm being a teacher and I'm putting out, my energy is going out, you know, the information I have is going out. So that's like the teacher archetype.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of an energetic pattern behind what we do. And in order to be an archetype, it has to be found in all cultures and across all time. And, of course, teachers are, you know, so no matter what they look like, it's not about how they look. It's the energy behind what they're doing, their thinking, their feeling, and their actions. So that teacher is like a teacher archetype.
I guess we really need to talk about tarot cards themselves. A lot of people don't know much about that. Just a bunch of cards with pictures on it, and most people know there's a death card.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't guess that really means you're going to die. It could, I guess, but
it actually means transition. Whenever you're going through a transition, one thing dies and another thing begins. So it's one of the cards that means transition. Can mean death.
What's the secret on tarot cards? I mean, what's this really
all
about?
Well, the images depict archetypes that have been with us throughout time and across all cultures. And so there's 78 cards, and each of them have an image that depicts a certain archetype. And a teacher archetype would be might be the Hierophant card, a teacher of traditional knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the cards are like the regular playing deck. They have kings and queens, and then the numbered cards, and they have aces. You know, and then there's 22 extra cards that are called the major arcana, which are major archetypes.
We have an underwriter for our show, the
American Tarot Association, the sponsor.
Uh-huh. What do they do?
Are there
more than one group of tarot cards?
Heavens, there's hundreds of decks of cards. I mean, they've been around for 600 years. But this American Tarot Association kind of is like a mother organization for people who work with tarot, and they do things like have conferences, and they send out a newsletter with information in it.
Can our listeners get that newsletter?
They can check out the website and know how to become a member if they're in.
Yeah, and we do have a member. We do have that information, the membership information on the our website here, right by this radio show,
okay,
so people
good.
Can go right over there and read
yeah.
it. Now, how does this tarot card counseling work, really? You might tell our listeners a little bit more about it.
Well, it works along. I tell people it works along the same way as a prayer. You know, when you pray for someone, they are helped by the intention of your prayer. And working with the tarot cards at a distance is the same type of thing. Like synchronicity is the name of the cosmic principle. So that my intention is to pick cards for you, then I can pick cards that have to do with what you need to know. It's a little complicated. I'm trying to make it simple, but that's basically what it is. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Basically, our listeners listening to us would like to take part in the show, for instance. What type of callers are we really looking for? We're looking for, are they always health issues, or can they help other things?
There's all kinds of different people who use tarot cards. I'm a nurse, and I work with mind-body issues, but I also work with things like relationship issues. So if it can be a health problem, or it can be a difficult life situation with a relationship, it can be a lot of things.
Well, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines and talk to a few people. Don't go away. Tony Gilbert, we'll be right back. Join the American Tarot Association and start your journey from the beginner through the advanced courses stage. Audio tapes and CDs are there for you if you are a member. You get a special member discount. Receive the American Tarot Association Quarterly for the latest news on the Tarot. View Tarot Reflections for free on our website at www.ata-tarot.com.
If you're looking for adventure, information, and entertainment on the Internet, one stop fits all. JerryPippin.com. At JerryPippin.com, you'll find multimedia entertainment at its best. Almost 2 million people are enjoying hours of entertainment and information. Hit it now. www.jerrypippin.com.
Well, we're back, and Tony Gilbert has her tarot cards, and I think they're laid out on the table. We're ready to begin the show, and you have the cards ready. What do you do exactly? You lay them out on the table.
And then I hold my hand over them and ask the person to say when, and then whatever the cards under my finger, when they say when, I pick that.
Okay, let's go to our first caller, and I think it's Jake up in Montana. A lady by the name of Jake is on the line. Jake, how are you?
I'm fine.
Is it Montana?
Stevensville, Montana.
Stevensville. And Jake's an interesting name. I told Tony, I said, yeah, we're going to talk to this guy in Montana. And she said, who? That's not a man, it's a woman. I guess I'm not the only one who makes that mistake.
No, you're not. There's lots of people that have, well, most of my life, they've thought that
I can tell by the sound, you're not.
Nope, I'm not.
You were telling me that maybe the governor of Montana bought you a dinner or something because they said, Mr. Jake, they do things. Well, that's nice.
I'm a city council member here in Stevensville, and so I have a lot of contact with the governor of Montana. And we have a lot of mail that goes back and forth and a lot of phone calls. And, of course, the mail started first, and it was always coming to Mr. Jake. Finally, I called up and talked to the secretary, explained to them that I was a female. And they went, oh, my gosh. So the next thing you know, they said they had the governor on the line, and the governor said that I really apologize, and I would really like to meet you the next time you come to Helena, Montana, which is the capital. So I went, and she says, I'd like to take you out for dinner. She says, I'm really embarrassed.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Not everybody gets to have dinner with the governor.
No.
And you say they have a new governor now, so maybe you can start the whole thing again. You may.
That's what I'm going to be working on.
Okay, Tony. I think Jake told us she was having a problem, a bowel problem, I think.
Yes. I ended up with kidney stones that were about an inch long. I had four of them. And about 2 months or so later, I ended up having them blasted. And then I ended up in the severe pain again, and I ended up in six hospitals September and October, and they diagnosed me finally with diverticulitis.
Okay. Yeah, I have the cards found out across the table. And your question?
What do I need to know to make my bowels and kidney stones not reoccur?
You don't want to go through that again.
No, never. In fact, the next time, I think a gun would be better. I had one part of my intestines that was the size of a baseball.
I don't want to really hear about this. It hurts just thinking about it.
It was the only cruise I've ever had in my life to Alaska up the Inland Passage. It was my second night on the ship.
Oh, no.
Yes. And I had a very bad time.
I'm sure you did.
I don't know if I'll ever go on a cruise again.
Yeah. Well, it probably wasn't their fault. And while we keep talking about it, maybe they'll throw in another cruise. I mean, you're getting dinner with the governor. You never know.
That's right.
Okay, Tony, what you're going to do, you have the cards out in front of you, and you're going to run your hand over the cards, and she's going to tell you when to stop.
The question I have is, what can I do to have healthier bowels and kidneys? So this does not reoccur, because they both can reoccur.
Well, I can't guarantee that. I'm going to pick four cards about this issue, okay? So I'm holding my hand over the cards right now, and I want you to tell me when, and I'll pick the card that's underneath my finger at the time.
Now.
Okay, first card. Second card, go ahead.
Okay, you got the idea there, Jake. Okay.
Now.
Okay, go ahead.
Now.
And fourth card. And fourth.
Yeah, and now. I've never done this before, so.
Okay.
Okay, we got four cards.
Yeah.
I'm very curious.
Okay, the first card is called Judgment, and it is shows a picture of Jesus. Looks like he's being raised from the dead. So there's like a rebirth here. And there's a group of people standing around him watching. This is about consciousness raising, if this card has to do with raising consciousness, and so that you...
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest.
Change something. Does that make sense?
I had to change my diet.
But if this whole thing probably... was a great deal more than just changing your diet. What was it?
It was
as far as you probably came to some other realizations that because of it.
The realizations that I came was I felt that this was due to the way I eat and the way I drink, and that I realized that I cannot do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I have an eating disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And that I've had since I was a little girl. And my eating disorder is, if I get too wound up on things, I don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I might go days without eating anything. And then I don't drink water very much. And all these things
can
create the problems that I have.
So you're learning to take care of your body. Yeah. So this is the judgment. That,
mm-hmm.
you know, that unless you do pay more attention and take care of your body, you might not raise from the dead. You got a second chance this time. It hurt so bad, it felt like you were dying. And so,
and I never wanted to do it again.
Yeah.
Well, drink plenty of water then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good realization there. And the second card has to do with the Three of Coins again. And we just had a reading where this was the second card. And this shows a few three women at the bottom of the card, and they're working on things, and there's a man standing in back of them with a book in his hand, and then there's a young man on a ladder that's working on the wall behind them. And the Three of Coins usually has to do with work in the world.
Well, I do have five painting jobs lined up.
Yeah.
And it's on a ladder.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not supposed to work.
Okay. So you know you're not supposed to work. You're not supposed to be doing this.
Not supposed to be doing heavy lifting.
Yeah. Well, I have heart problems too. And the doctors never relieved
me.
Third
card. It shows a picture of an angel holding a cup. And the cups in Tarot have to do with emotions. And the aces have to do with the purest aspect of that suit, and that suit being emotions. And so this is like a purest aspect of spirituality or love, that type of thing. And so there's like an angel holding this cup and a white bird flying above it. And then there's water.
So what are you thinking?
Sounds to me like she's going to fall in love with the new governor.
I don't think so. My husband would probably shoot him.
Yeah, that's right. It is Montana.
I would say that this is leading you to some of your spirituality. Is that true? That because of this incident, that you're thinking about your immortality and...
Yeah.
And thinking about, you know, making your peace with everything and taking care of yourself in the spiritual realm as well as the physical.
I think some of it has, I think all, number one and number two and number three kind of all kind of, it kind of comes together with me.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean number one, number two? The card?
Yeah. It all comes through, and it has to do with my spirituality. I don't think I was very strong, and I think I have become a lot stronger.
Mm-hmm. Because of it.
Because of it. Mm-hmm. I think it kind of scared me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like I'm on a mission, and I need to get everything done. It's been kind of pushing and shoving at me.
Yeah. And so this has been a good thing altogether.
Other than being sick as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not a kid.
But it raises your consciousness. It just does. This is the nature of the beast.
Well, I don't ever learn anything unless it's the hard way.
Okay, the last card is Two of Cups.
Two of Cups?
Two of Cups. And this is emotions again. This shows a man and a woman on a card, and they're each holding a cup. And this usually has to do with harmony in relationship. And in this instance, I think it has to do with, you know, harmonizing your mind and your body and your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So that there's a unity.
Everything.
There's a unity there. And that is not as easy as it sounds to take care of the body, like you said, learn to pay attention and take care of it, and then take care of your spirituality, and watch your thinking, keep your thinking at a higher level,
mm-hmm.
and that will just kind of bring into harmony every part of your aspect of yourself, and that leads to good health. And so to answer your question, that would be it. Does that make sense?
Yep, sure does. It sounds like exactly what I have been doing.
Good.
If you'd have said this to me 2 years ago, I probably would have laughed.
Yeah.
I said, oh, yeah, right. But it's exactly what's been going on.
Yeah. Well, I think that the first card kind of says it all, when the judgment card with raising from the dead, kind of a rebirth type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had such a terrible time of it that it just kind of raises your consciousness to the point where you want to make some changes. And that's a good thing.
Yes. I'm in total agreement.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, she's got to keep drinking water, that's for sure.
Well, there's lots of water in the third picture, the third card. Lots of water in the background.
I can just imagine.
Well, water is also the symbol of the
mm-hmm.
emotions.
Yeah, and see, a lot of this is due to my emotions.
Yeah, well, second chakra. Do you have any books on the chakra? Well,
Never heard of them.
Well, buy a book. Oh, the chakras? Well.
Yeah, tell her briefly what we're talking about.
The chakra system is your energy body. And, the energy body has chakras, I'll put it that way. And so the major chakras are the ones that run up your body. You know, they're like big energy discs. And each chakra takes care of a certain area of your body. And so this chakra would be the second chakra, having to do with the intestines and the kidneys and all of that. And there's some psychological areas to the chakras as well as the physical. And psychologically, this would have to do with relationship with yourself, you know, like taking care of yourself, mm-hmm. and loving yourself, and loving others and your environment. You know, so taking care of yourself is definitely second chakra. And you had mentioned the Three of Coins.
Yeah, but it does pay the bills.
That's not loving yourself.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah,
though.
Well, somebody else can take care of that.
You gotta be careful though, Jake, and take care of yourself.
I don't know
and
you.
Your body and. I know you're probably a workaholic.
I am.
You're probably like me. I went all last week when I was doing radio shows. I did 30 hours of radio shows at a convention, and I forgot to eat lunch every day.
Mm-hmm. And I can go for days.
Well, so I can understand that. A lot of people say, how can you do that? But you can't do that, can you, Tony?
Nope. You have to take care of that body. That's your vehicle. You don't have the body, you are gone.
Yeah. Well, I just figured that maybe if I straightened up my act somewhat, you know, things would get better, and they have. And now I'm thinking to myself, you know, I probably should get my buns back to work. I have two businesses that I've been, you know.
How old are you, Jake?
I just turned 51.
Okay, well, you need to think about slowing down because the body is not the same as it used to be.
Believe me, I believe that. It's not, my body isn't anything like it used to be.
You know, it's easier said than done, Jake, but those businesses will take care of themselves if you use your energy in getting people to run them for you or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just have to sit back and relax. And the worst thing that can happen is things go wrong, and we all know you have enough capability to straighten it up, right?
Yeah.
And so write us a note, 100 words or less, that you're going to be a nice girl and take care of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I could do that.
Well, Tony, got anything else for Jake?
No, that's it.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Tony, Jake seems like an interesting woman, but I do think she's her own worst enemy. I mean, she seems to be really intent on working all the time and not taking care of herself. It's too bad.
Well, yes, and that also needs to be a nice fine-tuned balance. You know, we need to work and listen to our body at the physical level and not work too hard. And, as much as possible, and listen to our mind, you know, and if our mind's kind of noticing that our body is feeling tired, we need to acknowledge that. And if we're not, listen to our emotions, you know, if we need to go for a walk in nature, which is very spiritual, or can be, then we need to listen to that. You know, it's just a fine-tuning of all of these and balancing.
Before the program's over today, Tony Gilbert, I think we ought to talk about interpretation of dreams. That'll be something very interesting. We'll be back in a moment with Tony Gilbert. We'd like to talk to you about the American Tarot Association and how you could join. There are audio tapes available and also CD and special member discounts. Receive the American Tarot Association quarterly for the latest news. Now you can go over to the website and visit the Tarot Reflections for free. Simply just go over to the website, and we'll give you that website address here in just a minute, so get ready to write it down. One of the great things about the American Tarot Association is that actually it's a connection, a great connection, a link for you to join the lively community of other tarot card professionals and enthusiasts. Now here's the website. It's www.ata-tarot.com. We urge you to join today. For more information, go over to the website www.ata-tarot. Tony Gilbert, that was an interesting call with Jake. Let's take a music break, and I'm playing this song, and I have a reason, and I'll tell you why after we listen to it.
And now, to sing this lovely ballad, here is Mama Cass.
Stars shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Was Mama Cass, Cass Elliott of the Mamas and Papas, and Dream a Little Dream of Me. We played that song, Tony, because next half hour we're going to expand the subject material a little bit as you continue to read the tarot cards for us, but we're going to talk about dreams, love, and life, and of course, dreams are an important part of that, dream interpretation. And if you'd like to get involved on this this next half hour, simply email us either at tony@tonygilbert.com, that's TONIGILBERT.com, or jerry@jerrypippin.com. And who knows, we may be calling you and putting you into the show and interpreting your dream. Tony, I think it's going to be fun for all of us this next half hour. So don't go away, folks. The program is being brought to you by the American Tarot Association, where tarot is your tool for personal development and a tool for spiritual growth.